A Shadowing of Angels by W.T. Delaney, read by Kerry Hutchinson. Chapter 1. The Talib and the Angel. Camp Bastion, Helmand, Afghanistan, 2010. The operations room was alive with activity since the teams had deployed into the pickup area. The low-ceilinged office was only the size of a large sitting room and seemed packed. It smelled of a subtle but not unpleasant odour of sawdust, plastic, and freshly brewed coffee. The office was a strange mixture of ultra-high and low-tech make-do and mend. The office furniture was reclaimed, made, stolen from, or donated by the Americans, and invariably repaired with standard black British Army masking tape. Desks had all been made very quickly from standard half-inch MDF, a material all too familiar to all those who have served in Afghanistan. In contrast, the focal point of the office was the computer and communications equipment, including a 50-inch HD TV and two smaller monitors that relayed real-time satellite footage of the action on the ground. There was an extra edge of tension in the ops room today, a tangible sense of concern. The planned debriefing of Agent 3010 was going wrong. The face of Danny McMaster reflected his concerns. His eyes blinked rapidly as he focused on the TV monitor while gently biting his lower lip. He was experiencing that empty, falling feeling in the pit of his stomach. "Something's not right," he thought. A legendary character in the DHU, the Defense Human Intelligence Unit, he was truly old-school intelligence corps. He'd scaled its ascending hierarchy from Lance Corporal to Colonel, and he'd plied his trade over a period of 25 years from Northern Ireland to Afghanistan. Each crevice of his well-worn face represented the effort needed to plan out one operational worry or another. He was the guy who carried the responsibility for his boys and girls. Danny's eyes had seen their fair share of the casual mayhem of terrorist violence in their time. How that unholy trinity of a planned act of terrorism, the victim or victims, and the organization's need for publicity, ensured that politically justified violence was always bubbling under the surface of modern society, ready to raise its ugly head. Danny thought it was like some bizarre game of whack-a-mole. As soon as you hammered one, another popped up in its place. The only bright side, as Danny saw it, was that he would never be out of a job. He hated terrorism of all kinds, whether it was left-wing, right-wing, secular, or religious. He'd been there to pick up the pieces when just being in the wrong place at the wrong time had destroyed the innocent. He'd seen the results from Belfast to Baghdad, from Bosnia to Kabul. He had visions of the slaughter hardwired into his memory, visions that were sometimes hard to shift. He was often jolted from sleep by stark, horrific images of the past. Severed heads bobbing in the Tigris River. The handiwork of sectarian murder gangs in Baghdad. Or a young mother cradling the lifeless, torn and bloodied body of her baby after a suicide bombing in Kabul. So sometimes Danny didn't sleep so well. Sometimes he did, because he also knew that over the last 25 years, he and his agent handlers had prevented more things like that from happening. He'd also developed a feel for trouble, a sort of sixth sense, a hybrid mix of common dogfuck in British Army parlance, a mixture of experience-based street sense combined with the stringent application of practical risk management. Danny solely judged the abnormal by the absence of the normal, and that had kept him and his troops alive over the last quarter century. In short, in Danny's world, if things weren't right, they were wrong. And after two recent tours in Afghanistan, he knew that things in this particular shithole could go horribly wrong very, very quickly. Danny always worried about his teams on the ground. As the commander, he was, and also felt, totally responsible for them. The relayed images from the screens intensified this almost parental responsibility. Danny knew that even on a routine
Sample complete. Ready to continue?